Thank you for your introduction. So I have come to this meeting from Japan. So we have investigated the relationship between right quality, plant hormone, ABA, anthocyanin, and sugar metabolism in grapes. The right quality of sunshine changes in the year. For instance, the rate of blue light increases toward June. However, the rate of red light increases toward December. So in this experiment, we have used the 440 blue LED light and 660 red LED light. So here is the image of three treated grapes. As you can see here, blue LED radiation could stimulate the anthocyanin in grapes. So in this experiment, we have also used the foreign chemicals. I will introduce the foreign chemicals. NDGA is an inhibitor of NCD. This is an upstream enzyme of ABA production pathway. So at the next slide, I will introduce in detail. And that is to say, NDGA is ABA production inhibitor. And another one is A6. This is an antagonist of PYRPPT3 receptor interaction. That is to say, this is ABA signaling signal transduction inhibitor. So this is the ABA pathway. So middle position is ABA, and ABA has strong activity for something. And NCD is a promoter enzyme to produce ABA. And NDGA, this one, is an inhibitor of NCD. And ABA is catabolized to phasic acid through ABA8-hydroxylase. So we call this one CYP707A. And PYR is a receptor of ABA. And once ABA connected to ABA, PYR-ABA compound inhibits PP2C activity. As a result, ABA signaling becomes active. However, A6, this compound connected to PYR receptor once PP2C becomes active. In general, PP2C acts negatively in ABA signal transduction. That is to say, lower PP2C activity mean higher ABA signal transduction. Left beam shows endogenous ABA concentrations, and blue line, so that is NDGA treatment decreased ABA, endogenous ABA concentration in the skin. However, A6 didn't decrease endogenous ABA concentrations. So please notice the right wing figure. Vertical axis shows PP2C expression gene levels. At the very zone, in this experiment, the very zone is 53 days after full bloom. PP2C activity was higher in A6 treated grapes. So we can conclude NDGA can inhibit ABA production. In contrast, A6 can inhibit ABA signal transduction. So here is the image of three treated grapes. From this image, we can say ABA production and ABA signal transduction both may be related to the anthocyanin formation in grapes. Light quality also may influence ABA production and ABA signal transduction. Vertical axis shows PP2C expression levels, and please notice this one, and the left being shows in the leaves, and the right being is from the skin. Blue LED irradiation, and combination of blue LED and red LED irradiation could decrease the PP2C expression levels. So I want to say again here, lower PP2C expression levels mean higher ABS signal transduction. So in this graph, vertical axis shows endogenous ABA in the skin. Red LED radiation could stimulate the antocyanin formation in the grape skin, and followed by blue LED irradiation, and the lowest was the untreated control. So from this experiment, we can make this model. Red LED radiation can increase ABA, can produce ABA in the leaves, and ABA translocate to the grapes, and blue light can increase ABA signal transduction. So in contrast, blue LED irradiation could not increase endogenous ABA in the leaves, but blue light can stimulate ABA signal transduction. So in actual fact, vertical axis shows antocyanin formation, or blue LED irradiation, or the combination of red LED or blue LED irradiation could stimulate the antocyanin formation compared to the untreated control. So, however, I think if leaves can produce sufficient ABA, blue light only may be adequate to induce antocyanin in grape skin. So in conclusion, so red-blue LED combination can stimulate ABA biosynthesis in the leaves and ABA signal transduction in the berries. Blue LED can stimulate ABA signal transduction in the berries. So we compared the fruit quality between early harvest, early heating culture. This one, harvest date is May, and delayed start culture, this one is harvest is November. Left being shows early heating culture, and right being shows delayed start culture, and the vertical axis shows antocyanin. So regardless of the harvest season, blue light irradiation could stimulate antocyanin formation, followed by red LED irradiation. Antocyanin control was the lowest. So UFGT, this is a structural gene in antocyanin formation. It's a downstream enzyme. And MIB gene can regulate the expression levels of UFGT. Both genes are very important to antocyanin formation. So this is a UFGT expression. And in this, in early heating culture, 75 is the Verizon stage, and in delayed start culture, 67 is the Verizon. And UFGT expression levels were increased by the irradiation of blue LED and red LED. Also, on the MIB genes, we could get the same tendency. That is to say, blue LED irradiation and red LED irradiation could stimulate the gene expression levels of MIB gene. And the sugar concentration were also increased by the LED irradiation. Harvest is this is a early heating culture, and this is delayed start culture. As you can see here, blue or red LED ratio could increase sugar concentrations in the berries. So we have investigated the difference endogenous ABA and exogenous ABA and endogenous ABA on anthocyanin and sugar metabolism. So we our research group has developed this compound. We call abacinazole. It's a short name ABZ, and this compound can inhibit ABA 8 dash hydroxylase, that is to say, it's an enzyme catabolized to from ABA to phosphoric acid. So this compound can inhibit ABA 8 dash hydroxylase. As a result, endogenous ABA is accumulated in the plant. So grape berry skin includes at least 23 anthocyanins, and mainly malvidine-based anthocyanin. This one is blue coloration, and cyanidine-based anthocyanin. This is red coloration. So left beam shows malvidine-based anthocyanin, and right beam shows cyanidine-based anthocyanin. And please notice the green bar. Green bar shows this is exogenous ABA treatment. As you can see here, exogenous ABA could increase dramatically the malvidine-based anthocyanin or cyanidine-based anthocyanin. The ABZ also, orange bar, could increase malvidine-based anthocyanin or cyanidine-based anthocyanin compared to the untreated control. Here is an image of free-treated grapes, or left beam exogenous ABA treatment. Here is sugar metabolism in fruit. Sucrose synthase, exosome transporter, and acid impurities. These enzymes are very important to produce sugar in grapes, such as sucrose, fructose, and glucose. And so blue bar, is anthocyanin control, and green bar, exogenous ABA treatment, and orange bar is ABZ treatment, that is endogenous ABA, exogenous ABA, and anthocyanin control. So at 15 days after treatment, exogenous ABA increased glucose, sucrose. But 30 days after treatment, that is harvest date, exogenous ABA decreased the sugar concentration in the grapes. But ABZ increased sugar concentration in the berries at harvest. So these data from next generation sequencer, but I will introduce a little bit. So, and please notice the open bar. This is the NDGA treatment, that is to say, it's an endogenous ABA inhibitor. Endogenous ABA inhibitor decreased total sugar concentration, fructose concentration, glucose concentration, sucrose concentration, and also three important enzymes, that is to say, sucrose synthase here, and acid impurities, and the hexose transporter also were decreased by the endogenous ABA decrease. So, therefore, we can conclude endogenous ABA may be related to the grapefruit maturation. However, the effects of exogenous ABA are different from endogenous ABA. So, in conclusion, exogenous ABA increases anthocyanin concentrations. Exogenous ABA increases sugar concentration, but this this is a temporary effect. Exogenous ABA may be, therefore, we can conclude the exogenous ABA may be associated with environmental stress. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. So the time for this session is over. You can leave if you want, but if you have any questions, you're welcome to ask. Any questions for the presenter? Or previous presenters?
I was very curious. There's some box experiments in, I've done it many years ago in Australia and some of them in the States. But if you have clusters inside boxes where they don't receive any light, they have always as much anthocyanins as the normal, as the control. And I was wondering if you said something about ABA producing these might be enough for that. Do you have any like data to support that?
So if I treated exogenous ABA, so ABA is catabolized to phosphoric acid quickly, very quickly. ABA induces the fruit abscission soon. So I don't recommend so exogenous ABA to treat for anthocyanin formation increase.
So you think that whatever is produced in leaves might be enough to cover the demand that a cluster within a box that does not receive any light?
Pardon? So I'm here. So
ABA, ABA has an impact with the production of the roots, leaves and roots, the horses are and leaves. And it has to do with that also with the metabolism. So I was wondering if you could explain with what you found the fact that
So you mean the no difference between anterior control and endogenous ABA?
We can discuss later.
Yeah, so let's discuss right there.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the conference. Thanks a lot.